When the motivation is gone, it's about being consistent until the motivation comes back.
What's going on, everybody? It's That Ordinary Podcaster with the Extraordinary Thoughts that tells you to stop being great and be extraordinary. I'm Demetrius Thigpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. Let's go ahead and get started. All right, so right out the gate, Happy New Year's, everybody. It's the first Monday of the year. What you gonna do with it? You know what I mean? Like, what you gonna do with it? It's the first Monday of the year. What your goals looking like? You know what I mean? Like, what's your New Year's resolution looking like? You know what I'm talking about? How you feeling coming into the new year? Did you leave that bullshit behind? You know what I'm talking about? Did you leave all that bullshit in 2023? Or are you bringing it into 2024? Now, initially coming into this episode, I'm gonna just keep it 100% with you. I was going to be talking some shit. I'm not even about to lie to you. I was going to be talking some shit. It's the first Monday of the year. I was about to talk about how the gyms are packed, how all the good food been bought out, how all the damn plasticware and utensils, you know what I'm talking about, like the little carriers, all of them is gone. I was going to come on here talking cash shit, but I'm going to just be honest with you. I immediately got humbled because as I was writing stuff down, I thought about, like, damn. Another year, another name change. And just to give it a little bit more context, at the end of 2020, I started going by The Real, The Raw, The True. All right. Next year, I changed my name to the Not So Meritorious Podcast. The next year, I changed it to Meech Speaks. Now, here we are closing out 2023, walking into 2024. And guess what? Another name change, and it's the Talking Crazy Podcast. And when I thought that, though, you know what I mean? Like, I immediately got upset. You feel me? Because I was just like, damn, Meech, can you have a little bit of consistency with your life? You know what I mean? Like, damn, Meech, why are you always fucking changing your name? And then I remember, because I had this conversation with a good friend of mine. Shout out to Tony. But he said, change it until it feels right to you. And I'm going to just say that because I don't know who need to hear this, especially on today. But change the plan until it feels right with you. You know what I mean? Give yourself a little bit of grace. Because a lot of times, man, we'll stick with some shit, even though it don't sit right with us. Even though we don't like it. Even though we know that we could be doing better or this no longer serves its purpose. But we will stay with it because of the amount of time that we've had with it. We'll stay with something because we're afraid to change. We'll stay with something because we're afraid of new. So I'm going to just be honest with you. Don't get upset every time that you change. Give yourself some grace. You know what I mean? And change it until it feels right to you. So now that I got that out the way, today's episode is all about some things that I plan on working on for 2024. Now, these things that I plan on working on, I feel like would definitely help anybody if they apply them to their lives. But at the exact same time, these are some things that I had to sit down with myself and actually work on so that way I can move forward with 2024 and just with my goals in general so that way I can become a better version of myself. So with that being said, the first one right out the gate is to stop being so fucking easily triggered. Jesus Christ. Rice. I don't know who needs to hear this, but a lot of us are so fucking easily triggered that it just shows a lack of emotional maturity. You feel me? Like, you will go online and you will see some shit and you will run straight to the fucking comments. You know what I mean? Somebody will say something to you and you are immediately quick to respond. You feel me? And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that you fucking said that about me. I'm going to say something back to you. Yeah, I said that shit about you. What you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell are you gonna do? Besides talk about it. Besides get upset about it. Besides let it fucking bother you. Besides let it control you. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Is that when you're easily triggered, you feel me? You are easily controlled. You are easily distracted. You're easily manipulated. It's so easy to get you out of the way. Because you get so wrapped up in a word or a thing. That's the problem right there. You know, so I'm telling you, man, because this is something that I had to tell myself is that stop being so easily triggered. What somebody says about you or how they say it about you does not dictate how the fuck you supposed to respond. You feel me? You control that. Also, when you're easily triggered, you're easy to miss information. And what I mean by that is because you get wrapped up on the headline word. Somebody says something that you didn't like and now you stuck in a fucking loop trying to grasp what they just said, or you're upset about what they just said, that you have missed all of the other information that they have now given you. You know what I mean? So I cannot stress this enough, man. As we go into this new year, stop being so easily triggered. The next one kind of correlates with the first one, but I'm going to just say this real quick. Stop arguing with people that you better than. And I'll say that one again. Stop arguing with people that you are better than. All right. I don't know how many times I've stopped myself. You feel me? Let me rephrase that. I've distracted myself because I'm arguing with somebody that I'm clearly better than. You feel me? A lot of people will project their own insecurities onto you. All right. And one thing that I have realized is that a lot of people are very insecure. OK, so when they see you doing what they were afraid to do, it bothers them on such a level that it just comes off as projection and not an accusation on your character. But the thing that gets me the most is, and this is something that I've done on a regular basis all last year. I'm talking about I spent hours. You feel me? I'm known to say, like, if you go low, I'm gonna go to hell. But I'm going to hell with people that I'm better than, you know. Like, I'm taking up time out of my day to argue with somebody that I'm clearly fucking better than, that I'm clearly doing better in life. So just like in the first one where you will easily miss information because you're so easily triggered, the second one, you will easily miss an opportunity because you stand in there arguing with a motherfucker who is afraid to even take the first step. You see what I'm saying? So I will say this right now. Stop arguing with people that you better than, because it just holding up the process of you becoming a better version of yourself. These people are fucking scary. I'ma just be completely honest with you. These people are scary and will look at the ground when you walk by. They will change the way they speak when you walk by. They will act like you're not even there to avoid any type of confrontation when you are there. So I just cannot stress this enough. Stop arguing with these people. You're better than them. All right. And for those who get upset about the fact that I just said that you're better than them, man, look, I'm gonna just be completely honest. And I feel like we need to start being a lot more honest this year. All right. Some people are just better than other people. That's just the way life is. You know what I mean? Yes. Did we get the exact same 24 hours? 100%. But I capitalized on my 24 hours. You sat on your ass for yours. So now I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you. I can't sugarcoat that. You feel me? And I feel like, honestly, I feel like we need to stop sugarcoating shit like that. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh man, don't worry, your time's gonna come. Your time ain't gonna never fucking come because you're always sitting on your ass. You see what I'm saying? You are in the stands. I am on the field. I have earned my spot on this field. I can't stress that enough. I'm better than you. You know what I mean? I'm better than you. All right. Now, if you want to be better than me, get the fuck up off your ass and start doing what you're supposed to do. But until then, I am no longer arguing with anybody that I feel that I'm doing better than. All right. Take it up with whoever else you want to take up with. All right. Now, the third one, and I feel like I got to clear this up right real quick, is that the third one may seem like it's going to contradict the second one, but I promise you it will not. But stop taking the fucking high road. All right. Like, I don't know how much I got to keep stressing this, but stop taking the fucking high road. Taking the high road sounds way too much like letting that shit slide. And that does not sit right with me. Now, I understand. Just a moment ago, I said stop arguing with people that you're better than. I'm tracking that. But at the exact same time, a lot of y'all are afraid of confrontation. And somebody will say something to you and you will just take the high road. And the problem is that when you take the high road, you are allowing that piss poor behavior, that toxic behavior, that negative behavior to continue to fester and move on to somebody else. So when I tell you, stop taking the fucking high road, stop taking the high road to shit that bothers you. You know what I mean? Stop taking the high road when you know it clearly bothered you. Stop taking the high road when you know it will infect somebody else. Let me rephrase that, that it will impact somebody else. All right. God work in mysterious ways. Sometimes God will use you to fix a situation. All right. Or for those who care about the universe works in mysterious ways. And sometimes the universe will use you to fix a situation. So when you get this opportunity to correct a deficiency with somebody, then correct it. You know what I mean? Especially if it's going to sit with you, especially if you know that it's going to impact the team, especially if you know that this shit is not acceptable, then stop taking the fucking high road. All right. And address that shit immediately. I don't know how many times we allow somebody to subtly disrespect us and then we just smile it off or kill them with kindness. Fuck killing them with kindness. Kill them with a punch in the face. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how many times we let people disrespect us in public, but we want to take the high road. You know what I mean? Absolutely not. Public disrespect, address that shit right then and there, because this person will feel like as if that is acceptable and will continue to do it. And when you really dissect it, we're talking about when we're addressing boundaries. These motherfuckers will publicly cross your boundaries, but you will just raise the bar all of a sudden and say, no, this is where my boundary is. No, it's not. You let that motherfucker disrespect you. You let that person play in your face. You let that person fucking say what they needed to say and get it off their chest. And you're afraid to get it off of yours? Absolutely not. Stop taking the high road. Address that shit. And when you address that shit, leave it exactly where it's at. You see what I'm saying? Don't dig it back up. Let that motherfucker talk in circles. But you need to address exactly what bothered you. Stop taking the fucking high road. I think one thing that I do a good job is that each thing that I name, like from 1, 2, or 3, it always correlates with each other. And this one is no different than the last. But the fourth one is stop people pleasing. All right. This is honestly something for me, to be honest with you, because I have always been notorious for people pleasing. You know what I mean? And when I say people pleasing, I will put myself second for the sake of everybody else. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but a lot of us are so much better for everybody else, but we can't stand ourselves. You know what I mean? Like everybody else loves us, but ourselves. And the reason why is because you always put yourself second. You always compromise how you feel about something for the sake of everybody else. You're so inauthentic that nobody can honestly form a real connection with you because they don't know exactly who they're forming the connection with, because there's always just this fog of a person and you pretend to be somebody that you're not. And I just really want to just tell you, stop people pleasing. You know what I mean? As you come into this new year, I can't stress this enough. People are going to be in your life for a reason, season, or lifetime lesson. All right. But you changing who you are so somebody can stay is not going to be tolerated. All right. Because at the end of the day, they're staying for somebody that you fake created. All right. That ain't even who you are. In fact, every time that you're alone, you try to revert back to who you are. Every time that you're alone, you feel exhausted because you've been spending so much time pretending to be somebody else. So with that being said, I can't stress this enough. Stop people pleasing. Show up as your authentic self. Address things that really bother you. Tell people truly how you feel. Don't worry about how they feel about the situation. You know what I mean? Because what's the point of making everybody else feel good if you never feel good? And the fifth and final one, and I can't stress this enough, stop pretending to be happy. I don't know who need to hear this, but a lot of us act like we're fucking delusional to the shit that's going on in our lives. And we try to show up inauthentic on social media to pretend like we fucking happy, like we still got our lives together. We try to show up to work sometimes acting like we ain't fucking got some things that's on our minds. We try to show up in front of our close friends and our close loved ones as if ain't something going on with us. We try to show up in front of ourselves acting like as if something ain't going on. And when I say stop pretending to be happy, I'm not saying let your emotions just run loose. But at the exact same time, address what is bothering you. You see what I'm saying? Like, address that shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. I will never understand why we sit back and just ignore the feelings that are going on inside of us. You know damn well something on your mind. You know damn well you unhappy about something. You know damn well you frustrated. You know damn well life beating your ass. You know damn well things ain't going the way that they supposed to. But you trying to put on a fake ass fucking smile because of what? I'm going to just be honest with you. I am not going to pretend like I'm fucking happy. I am not about to convince myself that everything is going to be fine if something is bothering me. A good example of this is imagine being in a shoe size that is too small. You about to fake like as if you good, knowing that you uncomfortable right now? Knowing that it's fucking hurting you? Absolutely not. You're going to take them fucking shoes off and you're going to find a size that fits you. So stop doing that in your life. If something is bothering you, stop pretending to be happy and address that shit immediately. Okay? Because what it's going to do is that it's going to carry on from January to February, from March to April, May. And then next thing you know, here you are going into 2025 upset about some shit that you have never addressed. So moving forward, vent, talk to a therapist, seek out a fucking community, surround yourself around people that will fucking pour into you and that you feel comfortable pouring into. But stop pretending to be happy. And the last thing that I will say as we close this episode out is give yourself some fucking grace. I cannot stress that enough. All right. We have made plans January 1. Let me rephrase. December 31st, you had your New Year's resolution. You hit the ground running January 1st. I'm going to just be completely honest with you. Shit is not going to go as planned. But the problem is that you are quick to quit. You are quick to get upset. But if somebody else did the exact same thing, you are quick to applaud and quick to support. Stop doing that shit. All right? Give yourself the exact same fucking grace that you would give to other people because you deserve that exact same grace. You deserve that love. You deserve that support. You deserve that applause. So give yourself some fucking grace. And just like that, another extraordinary thought left this ordinary mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Also, don't forget to head on over to TikTok or Instagram and follow me at Meech Speaks. That's right, Meech Speaks. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. I'm out.